各位弟兄姊妹朋友们早，在刚才我们所念的经文里面，就是讲到我们大家一起来仰望耶稣基督十字架上面的荣耀。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. The scripture that we just read talk aboutWe look up to Jesus Christ and in Christ God has justified us and glorified us.
我们生活在这个世界上，我们生命里面充满了困难，充满了痛苦。
We live in a world that has full of hardship and suffering.
我们就来看一个 PowerPoint， 第一个。
So let's look at the PowerPoint.
第一个 PowerPoint 就是说有个小女儿，她在这么样的冰天雪地的地方，拖着一个就是树木，这个枯死的树木，这样拖着走着。
So the first PowerPoint is this poor little girl's dragging the dead tree and walking the snow.
希伯来就是在冰天雪地的那个地方，希伯利亚，她拖着这个枯死的树木要干嘛？就是要回到家里面起火生暖。
So she's dragging this dead tree in the cold Siberia winter, and for what? She's using that as a firewood to start a fire.
生活对她来讲简直是充满的挑战困难。
The life for her is really hard.
我们再看第二个 PowerPoint. 第二个 PowerPoint 我们所看到的就是说被关在监牢里面的彼得。
So the second PowerPoint is Peter, he's in prison in Rome.
彼得他居然是被关在监牢里面的使徒。
Peter is in the prison, he's on for death penalty.
耶稣基督他不是明明跟他讲说要把这个就是说天国的钥匙交给彼得吗？
Didn't Christ tell Peter that Christ will give him the key to the heaven?
但是在这个时候彼得却被关在监牢里面。
But in that time, Peter is actually in prison.
所以生活不管是在什么样的情况，在什么样的时代，在什么样的年纪，都充满了困苦跟艰难。
So no matter in what era, what age, life is hard and suffering.
那这些的困苦、痛苦，到底到最后，我们要怎么办呢？
So what should we deal with all those suffering?
基督徒我们如果遭到的这样子的这样子困难的情况，我们应该怎么办呢？
So what should we do in times like this? What we as Christian, us as Christian?
通常我们所遭遇到的困难的时候，通常都是所谓的屋漏偏逢连夜雨，就是说艰难上面再加上艰难的意思。
So usually when we are dealing with suffering and hardships, usually a lot of times even worse than what we can imagine.
我们的希望，我们的盼望，可能只有剩下那么一点点的一丝一毫的盼望而已。
So there's only a bare thread of hope that hanging from the mid air for us.
保罗他这边教导我们。
Paul teaches us.
罗马书第八章里面
In Rome chapter 8,
他就是在告诉你，告诉我。
Paul is telling you and us.
告诉我们所有的人，我们遭到困苦逼迫的时候，就是要仰望耶稣基督十字架的荣耀。
It's talk about doing suffering, doing times of suffering, we need to look up to Jesus Christ.
我们一起来到神的面前低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主，我们的神，我们的阿爸父。
Dear Heavenly Father,
你是我们唯一的盼望。
Your only hope.
你是我们的拯救。
Your Savior.
因为你既然不惜你的儿子耶稣基督将他给了我们。
Because you gave your Son Jesus Christ to us.
你也借着他把的其他的一切都给了我们。
You use him and through him, you gave us everything.
这样子的爱
，this such love,
长阔高深
，it's very deep,
远远超过我们所求的、所想的
，it's more than what we can ask for.
是我们的眼睛从来没有看见过的
，it's not like everything that we have seen.
是我们以前从来都没有听见过了。
It's not like everything we have ever heard here.
连想象都没有想到的大爱。
It's the kind of love that we can never imagine.
甚至于这样子的爱，我们在祈求祷告的时候，也不知道要怎么祷告祈求的。
It's such love that we don't even know how to pray for.
我们的主，我们的神。
Oh Lord, our Father.
求主你的圣灵帮助我们。
Pray that you use us through Holy Spirit.
让我们在遭到困难的时候。
Let us,
让我们遭到困难的时候，能够仰望耶稣基督十字架的荣耀。
Is able to look up to Jesus Christ during times of suffering.
我们这样子祈求祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
保罗写了这封书信罗马书的时候，
When Paul wrote the epistle to the Romans,
罗马的弟兄姊妹们，
the brothers and sisters in Rome,
正是遭到逼迫的时候，
they are in need of, they were being persecuted.
他们因为相信耶稣基督的缘故，
because they believe in Jesus Christ,
他们遭到了困难，遭到了逼迫。
They are under such hardship and persecution.
在政治上，在文化上，在信仰上，在他们的各样的生活上面各方面都是遭到了逼迫。
In every way, political, their life, and in every way, they're being persecuted.
故事这样子讲的。
So there's a story.
叫做鼠女或者是老虎。
The story is called Lady or tiger.
是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
当时的罗马皇帝非常非常的暴虐。
So at that time, the Roman Empire is very cruel.
他暴虐到一种的程度，他甚至要耻笑基督徒说，你们所相信耶稣有什么用呢？
So in such way, he wanted to mock all the Christian that what good is your Jesus?
基督徒抓来的时候，
So when they captured the Christian,
放在这个竞技场里面。
They put into the Colosseum Arena.
然后呢，就让这个基督徒面对了两个门。
So he let that Christian face two gates.
一个门的后面。
So one of the gates.
就是一位苗条淑女。
Behind that gate is a lady.
另外一个门的后面呢？
Behind the other gate.
就是一个凶巴巴、很饥饿的老虎。
It's a hungry tiger.
他们就告诉这样子的，就是说基督徒说，你选择一个门吧。
So tell that Christian that pick a door, pick a gate.
如果你选到那个门后面是一个窈窕淑女的话 ，Good luck， 那你就可以跟他幸幸福福的过着一辈子的日子。
With any luck, it turned out to be a lady, then he can marry her, live with her happily ever after.
但是你如果开到的那个门的后面是一个凶巴巴的老虎 ，tough luck， 那你就被老虎吃掉了。
But with tough luck, a hungry tiger rushes out and to eat, to devour him for lunch.
就看你的耶稣基督，你所相信的，可不可以救你这个50%/50% fifty-fifty chance.
So it all depends on your Jesus, how whether he can save you or not. It's fifty-fifty chance for you.
如果你的耶稣基督连这50%/50%都没有办法救你，那你相信他干嘛？
So why do you believe that Jesus can even help you?
相信耶稣基督从来没有容易的时刻。
It wasn't easy to believe in Jesus.
在每一个时刻里面，都是刀子架在你的脖子上面。
In every era, it's like a cutthroat matter of life and death.
每个时刻都要受到生死上面的考验。
In every moment, it's all about life and death.
保罗写这封书信的时候，罗马书他就是跟他们讲说，相信耶稣的人，弟兄姊妹们，就是要继续的仰望耶稣基督十字架的荣耀。
So when Paul wrote the letter, he was talking about Christians who believe in Jesus Christ. We need to look up to Jesus Christ and glorify Him.
要把我们所有的一切都放在那个。人看起来是不起眼、不显眼，人家所鄙视的耶稣基督的十字架荣耀。
We need to put everything that we have to, and depend everything to Jesus, even though people doubt him.
当我们继续仰望耶稣基督十字架荣耀的时候，我们才能够在这条信心的道路上一直的持续的奔跑。
So when while we're looking at the glory of Christ's crucifixion as the focal point of our faith marathon, we can run to the finish line.
只有我们仰望了耶稣基督十字架荣耀的时候，我们才能够知道我们的困苦、我们的逼迫、我们的艰难到底是什么意思。
So only when we look up to Jesus Christ, we will know what that means, or all of our life and hardship, what that means.
第一点，我们来看。
So the first point,
我们在耶稣基督里面仰望他的时候，我们要继续的祷告盼望。
First point, in Christ we hope and pray in pilgrimage.
在我们所刚才所读的罗马书第八章里面。
So in the passage that we just read, Rome chapter 8.
保罗他首先就告诉我们说，不仅仅是我们在逼迫的里面，在艰难的里面，甚至于是整个的神所创造的被造之物都是一样的。
So Paul is telling us, everything, all the creation, we are all the same.
所有的大自然的里面都是充满了灾难、苦难。
So all the all the nature, it's full of suffering.
许许多多的生物绝种了。
Many creatures being extinguished.
水灾，然后地震，然后种种的自然的灾害。
The flood, the earthquake, and all kind of disaster.
许许多多的地方，森林没有了。
And in many places, the forests are gone.
变成了沙漠。
It become desert.
许多的动物，它们找不到自己的家了。
Many animals they couldn't find their home.
好几年前，我们才看到有一本书叫做《寂静的春天》的《Silent Spring》。
Yeah, many few years ago, Pastor Shaw read a book called Silent Spring.
寂静的春天到底是怎么回事？春天应该是鸟语花香、吵吵闹闹、非常非常，就是说很多很多声音的时候。
What does that mean? Because in spring there should be full of life, a lot of noise, but how come it's silent?
因为很多的小鸟都被以前所用的什么 DDT 杀死。
Because a lot of birds were killed by the toxin.
就是我们这个整个的自然之物都是在痛苦，都是在这样子的。如果用保罗他所用的话说，都在叹息的里面。
All the creatures on earth are groaning.
甚至就在我们这边的落基山吧。
Even in the Rocky Mountain.
我们就是听到了，看到了。
So what we see and what we hear.
冰河冰山的线越来越往后退了。
The glacier landscape will retreat and recede it. Why?
因为全球的温室的效应。
Because of global warming.
整个的自然都是在空虚的、叹息的、困苦的里面。
All natures are empty and groaning.
我们所喝的水。
The water that we drink.
我们所呼吸的空气。
The air that we breathe.
我们所居住的土地。
The land that we live on.
新闻上常常报着。
There's a news.
充满的毒物。
It's full of pollutant.
空气污染，空气不能呼吸了。
The air pollution, we can't breathe.
水污染，水不能喝了。
And water pollution, we can't drink water.
土地里面充满的重金属。
There's a heavy metal in the ground, so.
我们到底是生活在一个什么样子的环境
？So what kind of environment that we live on?
就是我们听到的这个大自然它的叹息，它的困苦。
That we hear the groaning and the suffering from the nature.
然后世界各个的地方都是充满的人去那边开发，人去那边破坏的这个 carbon footprint， 就是碳的这个足迹脚印。
In everywhere, the carbon footprint are everywhere.
保罗他在这边就讲说，是的，这个整个神所创造的自然之物都在叹息，都在这空虚的里面。
Paul says, yes, everything that God created is suffering.
然后也是包括你，包括我，包括我们人的也是一样。
That including you and me.
我们的人类的历史里面，从来没有一刻所谓真正的太平天国盛世。
Throughout the human history, there is not the era where we actually live in peace.
五胡乱华啊，什么灾荒啊，什么样的战争啊，什么样，反正各式各样的人与人之间的打仗。
There is always war and famine and everywhere.
整个的民族的大屠杀。
The genocide.
犹太人被杀死了600万人。
There are six million Jews perished in Holocaust.
中国人被杀死了3000多万人。
There are 30 million Chinese people die.
人就是活在这样子的痛苦、空虚的这样子的叹息的里面。
So we always live in this empty and hollow.
我们人与人之间就是狗咬狗一样的咬来咬过去。
So humans are like a dog biting dog.
我们就是要变本加厉的把人的暴力残这样子残暴，滚雪球一样的越滚越多。
So we intend to maximize the snowball effect in revenge.
就是以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
An eye for an eye and tooth for tooth.
我们最后就变成了，就像我们看到洛基山的那个大雪崩一样，砰，怎么下来
？At the end, we're like the avalanche in Rocky Mountain, just.
人的受苦受难就是在罪恶的罪犯的这样子里面。
So suffering was in the world of sin.
从亚当开始都没有改变。
It's never changed since Adam.
所改变的只是我们的方式跟我们的做法而已。
So what has changed is how we do things.
我们的这样子的，就是说去杀人的武器越来越坚好，越来越好。
We evolve we create different methods to kill and create better gadgets to kill people.
中国人才说血流长城一样。
So the Chinese people are saying blood runs along on the Great Wall.
保罗在这边就跟我们讲说，是的，人一直都在叹息劳苦的里面。
Indeed, we humans suffer and groan, says Paul.
但是同时保罗他也告诉我们说，我们就是要这样子叹息劳苦，这样子受到困难的时候，继续的去仰望耶稣基督十字架的荣耀。
Again, such hardship and suffering, Paul teaches we Christians need to persist on hope and praying.
只有在我们的祷告里面，我们才有盼望。只有我们有盼望的人，才能够祷告。
Only looking up to the glory of Christ, we pray.
都是仰望着我们基督十字架荣耀的时候的盼望的祷告。
We pray for the glory of Christ and on His crucifixion.
保罗在这边甚至跟我们讲说，当我们掉到低谷的时候
，Paul even said when we fall，
我们掉到低谷很深很深的时候，黑暗看不到天光的时候
，When we fall in the very deep of the alley, we can't see anything. It's too dark.
我们在黑暗中摸索着
，We're trying to search in darkness.
我们不知道从哪个方向走
，We don't know which direction to take.
我们也不知道怎么样子。祷告。
We don't know what to pray for.
保罗在这边告诉我们说，就在那个时候，就是圣灵用说不出来叹息，替着你，替着我祷告着。
Paul says in those times the Spirit of God prays for us.
所以我们在祷告的时候
，So when we pray，
我们在盼望的时候
，When we hope。
我们在看到耶稣基督十字架荣耀的时候
，So when you see Jesus, the glory of Jesus crucifixion，
我们也听到了圣灵用说不出来叹息替我们祷告着。
We hear the Spirit of God prays for us。
甚至于在这段的经文里面，保罗告诉我们说，耶稣基督今天站在父神的右边，也是替着你，替着我祷告着。
The scripture just read Paul says, Jesus Christ even prays for us in the right hand of God.
所以第一点，我们要切切的记住，唯有我们在仰望耶稣基督十字架荣耀的时候，我们才会有盼望，我们才会有祷告。
So we need to remember the first point in Christ. We hope and pray in our pilgrimage.
第二点，我们在看到就是说，在仰望耶稣基督十字架的荣耀的时候，我们就是在基督里面受蒙召，而且得到荣耀。
Second point in Christ, we are justified and glorified.
在这边，保罗很清楚地告诉我们。
Paul told us very clearly here.
说我们的阿爸父神绝对不会放弃的。
He says our Father will never abandon us.
他说我们的阿爸父神事先早就知道我们了。
Our Father already knows us.
诗篇里面也这么讲说，当我们的生命还没有度一日，我们的每一天的日子都写在神的生命册上面。
In Psalms, it talks about even when we are not born, everything that we do is already in God's book.
神早就在爱里面创造你，创造了我。
God created you and me in love.
也在爱的里面早就知道你，知道我了。
He knows us through His love.
所以神所预先知道的，他必定让，他是必然什么？预定。来呼召。
So God foresees us and He calls us.
而且神所呼召的。
And when God calls us,
神要使他们称义。
God will justify them.
使得你，使得我称义。
And make you and us justified.
而且使你我称义了以后，神还不肯罢休，他要使你我在耶稣基督里面得荣耀。
After He justifies us, He We even do a step further to glorify us.
这样子的保证是从哪里来的？
In such a guarantee, where does it come from?
就是在这边，保罗他亲手告诉我们说，神所呼召来的就是你，就是我。他要把你我变成 conformed， 那个英文那个字 conform， 变成像耶稣基督的一模一样的样式。
So Paul says that when God calls us, He wants to transform us to become like Jesus, like Him.
就好像我们平常话讲的，就是说虎父虎子。
It's just like what we say, like father, like son.
或者是说他，或者是什么？或者是说我们的哥哥怎么样子？那我们做弟弟的也是怎么样子
？Or something along the line, like what your brother did, what you'll be doing the same.
在这边保罗就告诉我们说，耶稣基督我们的长兄。
In here Paul told us, Jesus Christ, our elderly brother.
他先经过的十字架的苦难。
He went through the suffer of the cross.
然后他就得到了父神所给他的荣耀。
And then he received the glory that his father gave him.
第一个是十字架，第二个是荣耀 ，cross and then crown。
The first is cross and the second is crown。
所以我们在这个时候，我们就继续的仰望基督十字架的荣耀。
So in times like this, we have to keep look up to the glory of Christ's crucifixion。
因为这样子的。十字架不是容易的。
Because it's not easy.
不是容易的。
It's not easy.
我们生活上我们知道有很多的苦难的。
We know that from our life there are a lot of suffering.
有天灾有人祸。
All the disasters and all the accidents.
菲律宾的海燕的台风的水灾。
And the flooding in the Philippines.
还有就在我们当中就在我们当中的叶鹏他们家里面遭生就是说叶鹏家里面遭到火灾。
The brother's Peng, his house got burned down.
有整个全球性的灾难。
So the global catastrophe.
有区域性的。
They are isolated in certain area.
还有你我个人所遭遇到的事情
and the things that happen to you and me.
我们都要在我们的祷告，在我们的盼望的里面。
We need to put that into our prayer and our hope.
耶稣基督他用他的手来抱着我们。
Jesus Christ holds us using his hand.
耶稣基督他的手是钉痕的手。
Christ Jesus is the mark of the nail.
然后耶稣基督他所带的冠冕，在十字架上所带的冠冕是荆棘的冠冕。
The crown that Jesus wears is full of thorns.
所以我们在困难的时候
，So in times of our hardship,
我们仰望耶稣基督十字架的荣耀。
We look up to the glory of Jesus' crucifixion.
就知道神他不会说罢休的。
So we know that God will never give up on us.
他会继续的。
He will continually
一而再再而三的
keep on
他所预定的，他必定要呼召，他所呼召他必定要称义，他所称义的他要使他们成为他儿子一样样式，得到荣耀。
So when God calls us and whatever he wants us to do, he will justify us and he will glorify us just like his son Jesus Christ.
都是一口气的。
It's all the way through.
都是在神在这个他在造天地以前，在这个创世以前就已经预定好的。
It's everything is foretold, even before when God created heaven and earth.
没有任何的事情，没有任何的人可以阻止神的救赎的恩典的计划。
Nothing or no one can ever change God's plan on our redemption.
使徒行传里面就记载着。第一个为了耶稣基督殉道的人，史提凡。
In Act, talk about the first martyr like Stephen.
史提凡被石头打死的时候
，When Stephen was stoned to death,
他抬头仰望
，He looked up,
他看到天开了
，He saw the sky was opened up,
他看到耶稣基督站着起来
，And Jesus stand up.
欢迎了他回家。
Welcome him home。
耶稣基督应该是坐在父神的右边，应该是坐着的。
Jesus should be standing on the right hand side of God。
他本来是应该坐着的。
He should be sitting。
但是怎么站起来了呢
？But how can he stand up？
他要迎接你，迎接我，迎接史提凡。他回家的时候，他要让我们看到神的荣耀是多么样子的。荣美的一件事情。
Jesus stand up because he wants you and me and Stephen to see how beautiful God's glory is.
这是超过我们所求的所想的。
It's more than what we can ask for, what we can hope for.
这是我们的眼睛从来没有看见过的，我们的耳朵从来没有听见过的。
It's not like anything that we have seen or heard.
他说：“哇。”
We'll be like, "Wow."
站起来，然后就来唱哈利路亚，对不对？
We stand up and sing Hallelujah.
弥赛亚在唱的时候，对不对？那唱到那个时候就，是吧？哈利路亚，然后他说：“大家站起来唱哈利路亚，没有？”
So during the sermon, we sing Hallelujah, and everybody stand up and sing.
圣诞节快到了嘛，我们就要听到哈利路亚，然后唱哈利路亚，站起来唱。
It's Christmas, so we should be hearing that song a lot.
最后一点。
The last point, the final point.
我们也看到了，在耶稣基督的里面，我们是得胜有余。
In the last point, in Christ, we are more than conquerors.
在这边，保罗他就用了一系列的这样子的那个困苦来告诉我们。
In here, Paul tells us through a series of suffering and pain.
就是这一系列的困苦，把我们一层一层的。越来越带到父神的，在耶稣基督的十字架的荣耀那边。
So this series of suffering, Jesus will lead us, become more closer to God.
你看保罗他在三十五节，他这边就讲的一二三四五六七，你看他说，难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？三十五节。
In verse 35, Paul says, Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?
翻译成我们现在的语言。
To translate in the modern language, modern day language.
没有 Wendy 吃吗？没有 Tim Horton 的咖啡喝吗？没有那个车子开吗？你没有夹克穿吗？你没有那 Kentucky Fried Chicken 吃吗？反正我们可以填上自己的。
So in modern day language, we can think of like this: no Tim Hortons coffee, no KFC, no burger, no car to drive.
保罗说这些都不能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Paul says none of that can separate us from Christ.
就在我们当中。
In us.
我们知道有弟兄姊妹们在受苦受难。
We know there are brothers and sisters they are suffering.
要去上课就是 pain management.
They have to go to a class, pain management.
这样子的痛苦能够叫我们与基督的爱隔绝吗？
Such pain will not separate us from God, from Christ's love.
他说没有 ，no.
Paul says no.
他说在这一切的事上面，我们靠着爱我们的主，已经得胜有余的。
Paul says, in all those things, we are more than conquerors through Him who He loves us.
然后保罗紧接着讲，又是提出来的一系列的这些的。这些的事情，他说是死吗？是生吗？是天使吗？是掌权的吗？有能的吗？现在的吗？将来的吗？高处的吗？低处的吗？别的受到之物？哇！你看，提了很多，就是要把我们一层一层的、一阶一阶的、一步一步的带到的基督十字架的荣耀。
And Paul keeps on saying, "For I'm convinced that neither." Death nor life, neither angel nor demon, neither present nor future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, neither anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So Paul is using this series of events to tell us that Jesus Christ will lead us to God.
这是耶稣基督十字架的荣耀的高潮，这是神的爱的高潮。
This is the climax of Jesus' crucifixion and God's love.
这一切的一切的保证又在哪里
？So what is the guarantee for all of this?
保罗他在这边很清楚的告诉我们。
Paul says clearly in here.
他说神给我们的铁票保证。
Paul says that God gave us a ticket, and that's it's a guaranteed ticket.
就是耶稣基督他自己。
The ticket is Jesus Christ Himself.
就是他的儿子耶稣基督他自己。
It's His Son, Jesus Christ.
保罗他这边讲说，如果神不爱惜自己的儿子，都将他给了你我，那还有其他什么的他留下来不给我们的
？Paul says God even gave His own Son, Jesus Christ.To us, so there's nothing that he won't give us.
打一个比方说
so for example,
台湾人嫁女儿有一个习惯
So when Taiwanese marrying their daughter, they have a tradition.
叫做嫁妆一牛车
It's called a dowry fills up a buffalo's cart.
就说女儿嫁给你，对不对
？It means that I marry my daughter to you.
很多很多的嫁妆一起都跟过去了。
And I will give you a lot of dowry, a lot of gift.
这个是什么意思
？So what does that mean?
岳父岳母所看重的是那个嫁妆，还是看重这个女儿
？So what did the father, the parent in law, think more importantly is the dowry or the daughter?
这个女儿从小到大捏，好不容易捏拔大了，又给她穿最好看的衣服，上最好的音乐学校，给她最好的教育。哎呀，捏拔长大的，漂亮的像一朵花一样，都舍得嫁给你的。那这个嫁妆一牛车又算得什么
？They raised their daughter, gave her the best education, and offer their daughter the best, and so if they offer their daughter to you, what else they won't give you?
就讲个 就讲个笑话，可能是我们当中就有不少人说，哎呀，太可惜，我就没有娶到这样子的女儿。
So maybe a lot of men here will say, how come I didn't marry a woman like that?
你说笑话 ，OK？
It's a joke. It's a.
这是主要的意思，就是说保罗在这里讲的意思，就是说，我们的阿爸父神如果都将他的儿子耶稣基督挂在十字架给了我们，那还有什么其他不给我们的？没有啊，没有，没有，全部都给了，一切都给了。嫁妆都给了，这样子。
So Paul in here, Paul was just emphasizing, saying that God already gave us His own Son. So what else He won't give us? Nothing. He will give us everything.
所以保罗他在这边讲的。
So Paul says,
凡事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So Paul says, all things work together for good, for those who love God.
他才有这样子的保证，因为就是仰望耶稣基督十字架的荣耀。
So that's what the guarantee is, and also to look up to Christ's crucifixion.
只有仰望耶稣基督十字架荣耀的时候，我们才说，哎呀，对，万事都互相效力，叫我们爱神的话，我们就会。得到神所给我们的一切的一切。
Only through the glory of Christ's crucifixion, we're able to work together for the good, for those who love God.
弟兄姊妹、朋友们
，brothers and sisters and friends,
我们一起来仰望耶稣基督十字架的荣耀。
Let's look up to the glory of Christ's crucifixion.
在走这条属天的道路是不容易的。
It's not easy to on the path to work with God.
有天灾，有人祸。
There's disasters.
有许许多多的困难。
There are many, many hardship.
但是我们要仰望耶稣基督的十字架荣耀，在那个仰望的里面去祷告，去盼望。
But we need to look up to the glory of Christ's crucifixion, so that we pray and we hope.
只有有盼望的人才会祷告，只有在祷告里面我们才有盼望。
Only through hope we pray, only we pray we have hope.
而且我们要知道，在耶稣基督里面，神是不会放弃我们的。
And we need to know that in Jesus Christ, God will never forsake us.
神是一不做二不休的，一定要我们不仅是受蒙召，而且要继续的走下去，得到荣耀。
God will, once we are called to Jesus, God will want us to go all the way through.
保罗他在最后他就跟我们讲说，在这一切的事上，在这一切的困苦的里面，在这一切的患难里面，我们是得胜有余的。
Paul says that in all the suffering, in all the hardship, we can conquer that.
我们是得胜有余，不仅是得胜，而且有余的。
We can not only conquer that, we have a lot of leftover.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主，我们的神，我们的阿爸父。
Oh Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
因为你将你的儿子耶稣基督给了我们。
Because you gave us your only Son, Jesus Christ.
我们充满了感恩。
We are grateful for that.
我们来继续仰望耶稣基督十字架的荣耀。
We'll keep on look up to Christ's crucifixion.
先有十字架，后有荣耀。
This cross come first, and then there's glory.
没有任何的事情能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Nothing will separate us from God, from Jesus' love.
让我们在凡事上得胜有余。
Let us conquer everything.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
In Jesus' name, we pray, Amen.